It's Wednesday, May 14th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. The State Assembly approves a bill for pharmacists to prescribe birth control, a rally at the Capitol for child care providers, and the challenges they face. As Lyme disease case numbers rise, a reminder to check for ticks, and bird lovers pick their favorite fat bird. Good afternoon, I'm News Editor Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. The State Assembly approves a bipartisan bill allowing pharmacists in Wisconsin to prescribe and dispense birth control to those 18 years old and older. Republican Representative Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay is the author.
40% of unplanned pregnancies are aborted. The abortion rate is about one-third of what it was in 1990 in Wisconsin and across the country. And the primary reason for that is increased access and education about birth control. We can do better than that still.
The bill applies to oral hormonal contraceptives and patches. It passed on an 87-10 vote Tuesday. Kitchens noted similar legislation has passed the Assembly three times before without getting a vote in the state Senate. At the Capitol on Tuesday, child care providers rallied to bring the issue of funding to the attention of state lawmakers. Many struggle to stay open and retain staff due to rising costs and low wages.
You can't say you care about families, education, or the future of our state if you're not willing to invest in the people raising our youngest citizens.
Our average wage is $13 an hour. That's just not unfair. It's also unsustainable.
Governor Tony Evers included $480 million in state funding for child care in his proposed state budget, but that was among hundreds of items deleted last week by Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee. Governor Tony Evers announces $1 million to go towards teacher training and recruitment. Sean Maloney tells us more.
Three nonprofits will receive funding through the Teacher Training and Recruitment Grant Program, which the governor says will support efforts to train and recruit teachers where shortages are most prevalent in the state. The grants cover 2 years of program costs to recruit, train, and license teachers. Funding is going to help place teachers in the Madison and Milwaukee areas, along with Wisconsin's low-income urban school districts. The governor's office estimates the funding will provide training for more than 230 teachers. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's Lyme Awareness Month, and the latest state data shows Wisconsin recently recorded the highest number of Lyme disease cases in state history. Experts are urging residents to be mindful of the ticks that carry it as they become more active across the state. There are 16 confirmed tick species in Wisconsin, but experts are focused on the black-legged tick or the deer tick in the transmission of Lyme disease. State entomologist Dr. Zia Lee says some ticks, especially younger ones, may be harder to spot.
Those are usually the ones that we associate with a lot of the cases of Lyme disease or tick-borne diseases. They're most active in June and July, and this is also reflected in the number of people who go into the emergency department or go into the physician for tick bite-related illness.
Experts recommend taking preventative measures when spending time outdoors, like wearing protective clothing and using insect repellent. They add you should perform tick checks and shower after any outdoor activity. Wisconsin bird lovers have picked their favorite fat bird. Bob Haig tells us more.
May 2nd through 9th, people were invited to vote daily for their favorite bulbous bird in the bracket-style elimination tournament. Shelley Torkelson is with the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin.
If people want to go and look at the contestants, the pictures are adorable and some of them are kind of hilarious.
Spherical white-throated sparrow received the most votes. Fat Bird Week is an effort to raise awareness about Wisconsin's endangered birds.
We have 68 species in our state that are endangered, threatened, or have declining populations.
Find pics of all this year's fat birds and resources to help Wisconsin's native birds at www.wisconservation.org. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.